I had a meeting at 11 o'clock this morning with Charlie Halleck. I showed him that we could do some things at Purdue. I showed him that under our plan of financing, we would give the first full year of financing and then taper it off in each of the two succeeding years. But there wasn't any use to start unless there was a policy to fund this kind of operation. And I told him that I was sure you would want, under the proper circumstances, to set a policy of moving along this line, but I couldn't implement it unless I had your support and his support to get the money. And I left it in a position so he's going to come back to you and say he would like to work with you and have an agreement that the policy of building up there will be there and will be supported by your recommended money to the Congress, and he'll try to help us get the money. Now, we're talking about not any very large amount. We're talking about a building that would run maybe $750,000, and we're talking about some research grants and contracts in combustion, which they can do and which they are among the best in the country to do, which would run maybe a first grant of $300,000 or $400,000 that would be spread over 3 years and then renewed each year. The net effect, Mr. President, is that if you tell him that you're willing to follow this policy as long as he cooperates with you, I can implement it on an installment basis. In other words, the minute he kicks over the traces, we stop the installments.
All right.
Does that sound sensible to you?
Sounds good. Now, Humphrey's in here claims that Kennedy had a message, agreement with you on splitting part of Boston and putting it out there. I told him to come see you, and after you all get together, come back and see me. Will you call me after you all talk?
Yes, sir. Who is this, Mr. President?
Gilbert Humphrey.
Oh, yes. All right, sir.
Treat him nice, because he thinks he's being mistreated.
I know he does, and I have talked to him, and I'll do my best.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.